going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We should do the show outside. We need to get some sort of veranda built or some sort of...
A balcony?
Yeah, so we could just sit outside. You know, someplace quiet, a park.
Give me some birds chirping in the background, yeah. Some good show sound.
Which birds? Yeah. How many bird calls do you know?
Oh, no, I'm going to be bad at this.
None.
Okay. A seagull.
Ah!
I could definitely spot a seagull.
All right, what an answer. You know,
like the easy ones. A crow, maybe.
Okay.
That's easy.
We've established that you know those calls.
Yeah, the big birds.
You're listening to on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
When you say the big birds there, if only I had thought in the moment to drop one of Big Bird's classic lines. But I don't know if Big Bird has any classic lines.
I don't think he had like a catchphrase.
No, he's always talking to Snuffleupagus. That's really all that I remember.
Yeah.
We called Snuffy, right?
Yes.
Snuffleupagus making a cameo on Sesame Street was a big day.
Yeah, because he wasn't on very often, right?
No. Is there a page that shows the number of appearances per character? Because
on Sesame Street?
I just want to say, I feel like Snuffleupagus was a every fourth or fifth show kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the beginning of Seinfeld, when Kramer would come in, there'd be cheers because he was like the fourth and not a big three, or I don't know. It felt like that.
Yeah. Snuffleupagus, though, he was friends with Big Bird?
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's pretty much it. He was the connection.
Okay. Gotcha.
Did you look up to see how many times he was on?
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't say.
Okay.
It doesn't say. Someone's not out there tracking that, I guess.
What are we here for? The internet's got a lot of things. You're telling me it can't tell you the number of appearances Snuffleupagus made on Sesame Street?
I think Snuffleupagus had his own things along with Sesame Street. Could that be right?
You got a spinoff?
No. Okay. No.
Okay. Never mind. Yeah, I mean, you never know.
No. There was a unaired special called Snuffy's Parents Get a Divorce. That was produced and shot in 1992, but it never aired because tests resulted revealed several unintended negative effects.
All right.
So there was a special, I guess, that just never made it to air. I mean, the concept they decided to go with.
What a turn we just took there.
Yeah, in 19. Who decided? Who in the meeting pitched that one? I don't know.
I mean, that was back in the day when you'd have very special episodes of shows. To teach kids important messages.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Important things.
Yep.
Also, apparently, I'm seeing on Wikipedia, he was Mr. Snuffleupagus. So presumably he had a first name. He did. His first name was Aloysius. Okay. See?
What?
There you go. Aloysius Snuffleupagus.
Put a poll up. Did you know Snuffleupagus, his first name was Aloysius?
Now that I see that, I feel like I did know that. That he was constantly referred to as Mr. Snuffleupagus. All right.
His friends called him AS. I don't know. I've never heard of that.
So The first thing I found is that there was a running gag of him not being visible to the adults ended with season 17. Like, only kids could see him and adults couldn't? I don't know. And adults didn't believe in him?
Did you know he had a younger sister named Alice?
That I did not know.
Alice Snuffleupagus. It's a whole family. A
lot going on.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeremy and Joe. And the whole gang's back together. Josh is back from his vacation. Owen's here. We're all back. First time in a month? Almost?
Like, since the NFL draft?
It's a while.
At least?
It's a while. The whole gang's here.
Yeah. Florida was nice.
You two went to Florida. I went to Boston.
I got the inverse of what Joe got for Florida. I left, and it got nice here, and it rained in Florida. Mm-hmm. And then I came back, and it's going to rain this week. So I must be the rain curse.
And it was pretty nice during the week you were gone. Pretty nice.
Yeah, I had my mom sending me pictures saying, like, oh, it's like 90 here. How is it down there? And I was like, yeah, it's 82 and raining. So it's like warm, but it was still raining.
You didn't get washed out, though, right?
No. Yeah. We still had, like, most of our days were fine. But there was one day where it thundered so loud that the glasses in our cabinets in the house we stayed at shook.
Yep.
Like, it was a little, we were looking Florida, like, is there a hurricane coming or something?
That's
like,
a Florida thunderstorm for you.
Yeah, it was wild. But it was a good time. Got a lot of sun.
Well, welcome back. Whole gang's here. What would you miss? What happened while you were gone?
Jarmo Kekalainen.
Yeah, okay.
That Jarmo, can't possibly be the biggest thing that happened. I mean, it might have.
Big things happen when Josh goes on vacation.
They hired a senior advisor.
Jarmo Kekalainen.
Scored a beat. That's pretty much all that happened.
There were a couple little dribbles of Sabres things that happened over the weekend. Elliot Friedman's 32 Thoughts podcast had Paterka mentioned again.
Uh-huh.
And even went so far as to say the Sabres, like, watch the Sabres. They're going to do something big. And that's something he kind of indicated he continues to hear. So
what are the odds they're going to do something big enough, though, that it's going to get everybody
in the league talking?
Yeah, in the league. Not just, like, I don't feel like their bar to get Sabre fans or a good amount of Sabre fans going, all right, let's go, like, something to live for a little bit here going into the year. I don't feel like that bar is that hard to clear. The league being like, oh, look, the Sabres did something. I mean, they haven't done that since the Sabres, what, signed Kyle Okposo in free agency?
Otherwise, it's, trades.
Right.
Like, getting rid of guys.
Right, exactly. But, like, the Sabres getting somebody where the league goes, oh, look, the Buffalo over there. That could be something now.
The quote from Friedman on his 32 Thoughts podcast, quote, I just get people who keep saying to me, you got to watch the Sabres because they know that their core guys want to win. They know exactly how their core players feel.
Hmm.
All right. Their core guys want to win, which has always been true. Like, that's a thing that's never been different.
Yep.
Your core guys always want to win. And who knows? Maybe they feel it a little bit more, so.
Well, maybe the captain has told them that directly now.
Yeah, okay.
That could be a little bit different.
A little context, right?
You can believe all you want and should assume that the guys in that locker room want to win. But I do bet it's different if you are a GM. If this has happened, it can be different from, assuming those guys want to win to the captain comes and tells you to your face that, like, what are we doing here? Yeah. Time to get going. Time to win.
And that meeting with Darlene and Kevin Adams happened right before /during/around the Cousins trade, right? It was pretty much that was the context for it. So Cousins for Josh Norris, who
you forget is a Saber.
Yes. Yes. Josh, I'm excited to meet him whenever that happens.
Do you remember what number he wears?
13?
Yes.
Okay, 13.
What do you play? 90% sure. I just want to double check. Yeah, he wears 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
The old Tim Kennedy number, the old
Yuri Novotny. Yep.
Jimmy Vesey.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
3 games. He scored. I don't remember it. What did it look like?
No idea.
Was it nice?
Do not remember.
I don't know either. But he did play.
Well, we'll see if they can do something. It's probably 2 weeks away because, the cup final has to end. There's usually an agreement in the NHL that nothing is done to upstage the cup final. And here, according to Friedman, the Sabres are going to do something big. They want to, keep your eye on the Sabres. They want to do something. So the Sabres definitely don't want to upstage the Stanley Cup final. Could they possibly?
They could do something that I think gets the league on alert, but unless they What could they do? They could trade for Mitch Marner's negotiating rights. That would probably...
They'd probably be mocked around the league.
Yeah, they would draw a lot of attention, though. That would be something I bet they wouldn't want to steal attention from the finals with.
Trade for Pettersson and Robertson and Marner's rights.
Yes, all within...
All three.
All within a couple days of each other. All during the finals?
Yes.
Why not?
Get some attention.
Go do it. Go be... I mean, that's going to cost a lot, maybe more than they...
Be Vegas?
More than they have.
Be Vegas.
Yeah.
Be Vegas without the Vegas.
Which, I don't know if you can be Vegas without the Vegas.
You probably can't be Vegas without the winning and the consistent excellence.
Uh-huh.
But that's what Vegas does. Vegas says, let's just go get players.
Right. There's a good player available. Tomas Hertl is available. They didn't even need him 2 years ago, and he was just a free, like, why not? Good player. Shouldn't we want that? We don't need him. Whatever. Let's go get him.
Yeah.
And then they got him. And then they did the same thing with Hanifin, and they've done the same thing with like every player.
Didn't they trade a first, a second, and a third for Thomas Tatar?
Oh, yeah. They did.
First, second, and a third. Just like, get out of bed and trade some picks.
Yeah.
Vegas has been the guy in your fantasy league that never stops trading.
Who hasn't made a first-round pick since your entire league's history?
Yes. He's in the playoffs basically every single year, and he doesn't come to your drafts because he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
That's been Vegas.
Vegas does not have a first-round pick this year. They do not have a first-round pick next year. For now, they have one in 2027, though.
Okay.
The odds that lasts all the way to draft day 2 years from now are pretty slim, I would think.
Vegas, they're like an NBA team. In the NBA, you can trade your first-round picks for a half a decade and not even blink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well?
And the Rams did that in the NFL.
That's right. The Rams went 7 years without a first-round pick?
I think eight.
Eight. All right.
They went a really long time.
And the Sabres, in that span of time, probably had like 12 first-round picks because they doubled up and even tripled up 1 year.
They did. Except unless you go back 10 years and they had... Well, no, they still make the Eichel pick. They traded their first when they had a few of them.
They had three the Eichel year, and they traded two of the three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that might be the last time that they've really done that.
Traded them away?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, go trade your first now, and that'll be... Whatever you get back from that, I'm sure we'll... You know. That's the type of trade that normally I think would wait to the end of the finals. Whoever you're getting, if you're trading... something that includes your first-round pick, and in the Sabres' case, a top 10 pick, probably the type of trade that I wouldn't expect until after. At most, I think you're getting like a minor deal right now, and that doesn't excite me.
Well, anyway, I'm not so sure how many people are front-of-mind Sabres on June 9th, but that's Elliot Friedman giving the latest.
Not until at least an end of the month is the NHL draft. I mean, the week of, you know, start kicking it up into gear if there's Paterka rumors still. I mean, Byram will get traded eventually. I think Byram is going to get traded. That could happen at any point after the finals are over. So that's the other thing you'll be on alert for.
On Paterka, Friedman said the Paterka talk has been out there, although, again, Buffalo has indicated that's not something they are really crazy about doing. That doesn't mean they're not going to do it, but they're not crazy about doing it. That's just, you know, whatever. But the Paterka talk is out there. Here's a potential match, if you want to match. Keandre Miller with the Rangers, they're going to move on from him.
Yeah.
And isn't that exactly what the Sabres probably need, is him? A guy just like him?
Yep. Big defenseman, young. He's...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Probably the Owen Power partner you're dreaming of.
Yeah. So
probably
Byram for that guy. Is Byram happy in New York? Does he get his number one role there?
Well, they have Adam. They have Adam Fox.
That's right. Maybe they get close enough.
Yeah.
But
he gets to be their number two at the least, I would think, to start. So
yeah, but the Rangers are going to move on from him, it would seem, and that could be a match made easily. There's been plenty of reporting about the Sabres and the Rangers. Paterka was reportedly the Rangers back when that happened on the deadline, which, of course, it didn't ultimately happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, keep an eye on it. In the meantime, Game 3 tonight in the Cup Final with Edmonton and Florida. It's been an unbelievable series.
It's been awesome.
It's been so good.
It's been very close, too. Did I see numbers that, like, is it the shots or the shot attempts are, like, dead even through two games between these two teams? And you've got three overtimes combined between the two games.
Yep.
At this point, you're getting goals also. I mean, how many goals did they score in the first 10 minutes of game three?
Yeah.
I was like 5 minutes game late two. To the game, yeah. And it was already 2-2. So, right, game two. You're getting a ton of scoring. You're getting a ton of offense. And is that Edmonton dragging Florida into a series like that? I mean, Florida's – the thing about them that is always interesting is that they get so much credit for lockdown, you know, rough and tumble style and being able to smother you defensively. And when you've got to go toe-to-toe scoring goals, they're just as capable of doing it that way. And they often will do it that way. So, this game was a testament to that. 5-4
yeah.
In overtime. I mean, Marchand scoring doesn't feel great.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty sweet goal for him. Pretty sweet moment for him.
Uh-huh.
What a deadline acquisition for them. I mean, going out, going big, and getting a playoff star, playoff stud.
Yeah.
Try and get their second cup in a row. Third straight appearance. You know, is it Edmonton dragging Florida into that game, or is that McDavid dragging them into it? He had 3 assists.
He did.
Edmonton scored 4 goals. He had 3 assists.
Yep, he had 3 assists.
In the previous game, they scored 4 goals. Was he in on 3 of them? What's their on and off the ice stat number right now with Connor McDavid? Because it's McDavid and Draisaitl dominating when they're on the ice together. McDavid, of course, looking like the best player ever. His assist the other night on that goal, I mean, you know, the highlights that he has given us as a player are unbelievable when he just dangles through a bunch of people. I saw a video maybe earlier in the weekend. It was someone watching McDavid highlights for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And it was about maybe 3 minutes, 6 separate goals that he scored.
Was it an Australian guy? There's a guy on YouTube. It's like from Australia. It's like, it's my first time watching.
Messi.
Having never watched football, I'm going to watch. Yeah.
Leo Messi.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Leo Messi.
Maybe. But the guy's reaction was just a series of, this guy plays every night? Why isn't he on my television everywhere I go? And, the assist he had the other night, holy cow. Just playing on another level. The kind of plays where you see him move the puck as he moves, which is insane to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And you can almost see guys that are trying to defend him, their brains fall out of their head. Like, what do I do? I'm in slow motion trying to catch this guy.
Yeah.
And then he's going to just stop on a dime and drag it right through me and feed a wide open guy. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just McDavid that's dragging them in.
Yeah, they've scored 8 goals in 2 games, and McDavid's been on the ice for 6 of them.
All right.
So there you go, including power play. But still, whatever. In fact, 4 of them, I believe, are on the power play.
All right.
But whatever, their power play is part of what makes them an awesome team.
Yes.
They've had one of the most lethal power plays for 3-4 years in the NHL. And the value of that is pretty significant, I think. And you don't get it as much in the playoffs because of the calls, but you are getting some calls in these finals. Like, they're getting there enough to score 4 power play goals in 2 games. So he's putting on a show.
Yeah.
He's putting on a show.
He's not scoring.
He's
passing.
He's number one all time. I saw. I think he's 1.44 assists per game in the finals, which minimum of 7 games is the most in NHL history, and it's like half an assist more per game than Gretzky.
Jeez.
So like, we'll see. Gretzky played a ton more finals games at this point, but for right now, he's getting an assist and a half
per game
that he's played in the finals, and that's through 9 finals games.
Yeah.
So. He doesn't score. He, though, really is the one guy that I would say watching hockey in my life, more than Crosby, Ovechkin, all those guys, where, like, I'd want to see that video of the guy watching McDavid for the first time. I think you see, it's so much easier to see him stand out as, oh, that guy's the best at this. And it's clear, where you can watch a game against the Pittsburgh Penguins over the last 15 years, and you might not notice Sidney Crosby. Not a lot of games, but you might not notice him, right? McDavid, I feel like it's impossible. Every time he's on the ice, is that just the speed, though? The speed is just undeniable that you see it every time he's out there.
Yeah,
because, that dude moves different than everybody else around
him. And there's not much of that going on in really any other sport where someone is so much faster than everybody else.
Right. It was like maybe Tyreek Hill in his prime.
Yeah.
You could say that about. But that was kind of the same thing. Like, you would see it. You knew, oh, that dude's the fastest guy out there. And then put on top of that McDavid's the most valuable player in the sport. He stick handles at that same speed. He processes the game at that same speed. I hope he gets to the finals every year. Honestly, just put him on this big showcase every single season.
803-0550 is our number if you want to chime in, if you've got a thought on anything we dropped there about the Sabres and what Elliot Friedman is reporting, or a thought on this Cup Final, which is tied at one game apiece, something that did not happen in last year's Cup Final until it was 3-3, right? Remember Edmonton was down 3 games and then won 3 games and lost in Game 7 2-1. So this series has been great. And, man, if you're Edmonton, it's going to feel heartbreaking to lose it because – I don't know, you're better this year, so is Florida, maybe. It's been an awesome series, and looking forward to Game 3 tonight. The Bills have mandatory minicamp tomorrow, and that's when we find out about James Cook, which we'll probably dig into plenty today. The reporting from Adam Schefter, maybe you've seen something out there before this. This is the first dose of this I've gotten, because every step of the way along the way, it's been Cook will be there, Cook will play this year, everything's, he'll play it, he'll prove it. And here's Schefter on his podcast saying James Cook's not showing up.
Yeah.
He said that the two sides are very far apart, which that's not a surprise, but that James Cook is just, he's not going to show up. So prepare yourself, I suppose. Now, I did learn about something, and I'll have to run this by everybody, and run this by you, but there's a former agent who pointed out that if you miss training camp, it changes the way your contract tolls, which even if you play games. And I'll get it for you here, because it's why Jonathan Taylor, even when he was holding out, went to training camp.
The hold in?
Yeah.
Which happened a lot. Jamar Chase did that last year. Right? Jamar Chase did that through all of training camp, didn't he?
Yep.
For the Bengals? Or most of it.
His name is Joel Corey, who tweeted this yesterday. I saw Greg Thompson of Cover One linking this and pointing to this, that under one article of the CBA, a player under contract doesn't get an accrued season with a failure to report to training camp on time. 6 games on the 53-man roster, IR pup, doesn't matter when this happens, that you have to show up for training camp on time or you don't get an accrued season. I don't know if that's in this version of the CBA and that wasn't there for, the last 15 years or whatever, how many times it's been tested. But Jonathan Taylor did go to camp and hold in. And that's why hold-ins happen. Hey, I'm here. Oh, my hamstring hurts. Right? Wasn't that the case with Taylor? He claimed to have a foot injury.
Yeah.
You just go and you say you have a nagging foot injury and then you don't practice.
Yeah.
But Schefter's comment is that they're far away, that he's been disconnected from the team and the city. So that's a little bit more than just not showing up to OTAs. That's he's disconnected from the team and the city and obviously wants a contract. And Schefter's picture paints a different picture than we've heard at any point to this point. I keep referencing Albert Breer and others saying Cook will be there, he'll be there, and here's Schefter. He's not coming. He's not coming.
If he is present at camp, Skip's mini camp is at camp, and wants to do or tries to execute something similar to what Taylor did, I'm very curious how the Bills will operate within that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's there, but he's either, I don't want to say he would be making up an injury, but he would however he would have to get it so that he's not actually practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And how McDermott would handle that, how the rest of the Bills would handle that, right? Because that would be a very strange and unique thing for them. They've not really gone through anything near that. If he were to take it to that level where he didn't show up to minicamp and then he's there at training camp, but he has zero intention of doing anything. Like, could they? I don't know how that would really go for them. I don't know how they would want to react to that, because, man, if Schefter is saying they're really far apart, I don't know. Do we think the Bills are going to be coming way up on what they would be willing to give James Cook? Like, to me, this is all just a question of how far does James Cook want to take this? Because I can't really see much of a scenario where he's getting a long-term extension before the season.
First question.
Like, I think he's either playing on the final year of his deal, or he's making it so ugly that he's sitting out the year. I don't think that's happening.
Well, one of the first questions, and this might be an opinion question because we kind of can't know, what's far apart? If he says 15, what's far from 15? Is 10 far? I mean, $5 million seems like it's pretty far apart.
I don't know that I'd want to guess that it's anything less than that.
Okay.
Like, if you say 15 and you say 11, I guess you still could, but would you be emphasizing that, oh, they're really far apart if it's $4 million bucks?
Right. Well, $4 million out of 15 is, you know, that's almost 33%. It's almost a third low on the value.
Yeah.
But,
or really, like, where is Schefter getting that? I mean, Schefter is probably talking to an agent, and really the only thing that matters here is, does James Cook believe that they're far apart? Because that's whose opinion is going to matter in the actions that we're about to see.
Yeah.
If he thinks they're close, like close enough, if he thought 13 million or 12 million, like, oh, you know, 3-4 million, like, it's pretty close, I could see us getting a deal done, then maybe he's more likely to show up. But if he's like, man, they're only willing to give me 10, 5 million, that's far, that like they have no intention of signing me.
It's also possible that the Bills could be at 10, and that's far apart. And Cook maintains a hard line 15 right up until the day before camp in hopes that they come to 11. And then he says, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, deal. Right? You're just going as hard line as you can. The fines he will incur in the next couple days if he misses mandatory minicamp, it's about $100,000. And again, those can be waived. So it's not exactly scorched earth timelines yet. But I wonder what kind of scorched earth timelines we should consider now if Cook is going to take this as far as he can. 803-0550. There's the latest from Adam Schefter on James Cook. We'll continue to dig into it. We'll talk about it with Sal coming up at 7 o'clock. The Bills have mandatory minicamp this week. Matt Parrino at 8:30. Get his thought on Cook. And also the review of Patchy Mix's UFC debut, which I did stay up and watch and did not go well for the Angola native. Of course, you know, UFC, you can lose and bounce back. And Patchy Mix will, of course, look to do that. We'll get Matt Parrino's thoughts on that along with his James Cook take coming up at 8:30. If you watch that fight, you want to give a thought, you can give us a ring, too. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.